Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the future of Indianola look like? Let's go in-depth with Charlie Dissel, Community and Economic Development Director for Indianola. Charlie, where are you from?
I'm originally from Dubuque, Iowa. Was born and raised there. Went to high school there and all that. Like I said, went to Iowa State once I graduated high school and have pretty much been in Central Iowa ever since that.
Took a little side trip to Missouri,
yes,
though.
Yes, 3 years in Missouri, working for the City of Independence. But again, really glad to be back here in Central Iowa. This has always felt like home and just excited to be back here.
And you spent some time in Story County. What did you do there?
Yes, so I started as an intern for Story County in their planning department there. Did that for about 18 months. Once I graduated college, I went on full-time as a planner there. Worked as a planner there for quite a few years. I don't, right off the top of my head, don't remember how many years it was. Eventually took the director job for the planning and development department up there and was in that position for about a year and a half before I accepted the position down in Kansas City.
Well, it sounds like you've had a very interesting journey where you've learned a lot.
Yes, and I would agree with that. Again, Story County, you're working for the county level. You're not really working at the municipal level there. More rural planning, kind of farmstead and farm preservation is kind of more of the key into that job. When I accepted the position down in Independence, Missouri, my main goal there was to try to familiarize myself with municipal government a little bit more because I had not had that experience. So I was the assistant community development director for the City of Independence, which, you know, people look at that and say, okay, well, you took a demotion. You were a director at Story County, an assistant director down there. Well, I would argue for the City of Independence, Missouri, especially, it's a town of about 117,000 people, so a lot of added responsibilities, learned a lot there, and I'm hoping that I can utilize a lot of the stuff I learned down in Independence up here in Indianola.
And what are your responsibilities here in Indianola?
So again, running this department, the community development department, one of the added responsibilities on this director position is economic development. In talking, when I interviewed for the position, Ryan Waller and I had talked ad nauseum about this position and kind of the goals of the city. I get the impression, and so far since I've been here, this is my sixth day in this position, I've gotten the impression that this community is very hungry for economic development. So that's one of the big responsibilities, I think one of the big changes to this position. And we're really looking forward to that. But at the same time, making sure that the normal day-to-day responsibilities of the planning side of this department work out. So we're responsible for planning. We staff the planning commission, the board of adjustment, and then building inspections is something else that we're responsible for here as well, too. So just making sure that those day-to-day operations are getting taken care of.
I don't think a lot of people know what planners do. Can you lay
out? It's really funny because when you tell somebody, you know, oh, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm a planner, they're always like, what is that? So, you know, really what it is you've got to have a mindset of looking to the future. You know, a lot of the things that people do is you're looking next day, how is this going to affect my job? What we're looking at as planners is, okay, in the next 30 years, if we make a decision here, in the next 30 years, how is that going to affect this? So, for example, right before this meeting right here, we had a meeting with two people and we were talking about some water lines and sewer lines, and they were presenting us with some options, and we needed to kind of pull them back a little bit and say, hey, you know, yeah, that'll work for your situation right now, but 30 years from now, if you both sell this house and other people are living here, let's look at the consequences that could possibly arise from that. And we need to make sure that we're protecting ourselves from those consequences. So one of the big things that we're going to be doing here in this, one of the big things I should say I'm going to be taking care of is the comp plan update. That's kind of what I would say almost a Bible for a planner, in the sense that the comp plan tells you, you know, what the future land use is going to look like. You know, it'll look at parks, population projections, stuff like that. So we're looking at updating that comp plan. We're well into the process of hopefully hiring a consultant to help us out with that. And once we get that in place, there's going to be a lot of community involvement in that. We're going to have a lot of public meetings so we can get the community's feedback on how this city should grow and what we should be doing as a city.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Charlie Dissel, Community and Economic Development Director for Indianola. Well, and does that involve all the different departments, fire departments, police?
Oh, yes. And that's another thing in this position is as this community develops, there's a lot of hands that are involved in making sure that it's done the right way, from the streets department to the sewer department to the water department to the fire department, and police are even involved in some sense there as well, too, and all the utilities. So one of my big goals is to make sure that we are, as a city government, that we are not siloed in what we are doing here and that we're all working together on a unified front and providing the best customer service we can to the community. So the biggest thing we want to make sure we're not doing is that, you know, we talk to somebody, then another department talks to somebody, we start getting crossed up in information. We're trying to make sure that we can give the same information from hopefully one source out to this community so we can make sure that we're getting everything that the city needs, but at the same time, we're providing the best customer service we can.
Well, as the Des Moines Metro continues to grow, it seems that there's going to be a lot of opportunities for Indianola for economic development. But how do you grow the economy, attract new businesses, help existing businesses grow, and keep this same wonderful small town feel?
So this is one of the things that really attracted me to the city of Indianola. You're in a very great place here. You know, you've got room on all four sides to grow if you want to. But that's something in the comp plan that we're going to really look at and find out, you know, okay, here's the directions that we want to grow, the most responsible, the most economical ways that we can grow. But you're close enough to the Des Moines Metro where you can kind of build off that. So, you know, you can bring a smaller company down here, depending on the incentives and everything that we're able to offer, maybe attract those people down here. But again, just being that close to the Des Moines Metro really is beneficial. You can look at another similar sized town, and I don't have the population numbers in front of me, but like I look at Osceola, for example, just south of here. They don't have the same opportunity that Indianola has because they're a little bit further away from the metro. Again, Indianola being about 12 miles south of Des Moines really, really is a great thing, and I think we can build off that. But the small town feel, and that's one thing I've always wanted, and anybody who's ever asked, you know, when that question comes up, you know, what is your goal for future? I've always said, I want to work for a smaller city that has the ability to grow, has the ability to work off other people around them to grow, and is able to do good things. I look at Indianola, and it fits what I want in a job and a career almost to a T. So I'm really looking forward to that, really looking forward to getting out and working with the community, working with all the stakeholders in this community, getting to know everybody and making sure that we can, here in Indianola, that we're doing what the community wants.
Now, to me, the small town, the town square is important to me. And if you go to like other communities in the metro, if you go to Ankeny, if you go to Johnston, there's no downtown, there's no town square. And so those communities, to me, just don't offer the same feel. Is that just me or...
No, you're right, and I think they're more your traditional suburban towns. You're missing those squares like that. I mean, you can look at West Des Moines. You have Valley Junction, obviously, that they're able to build off. Ankeny does have a little bit of a small downtown area, but nothing to the effect that Indianola has. You have a courthouse in a square here that is phenomenal. It's one of the things that attracted me here. Through my years, I've learned that I think a city can thrive off their downtown area. You drive around the square, walk around the square, I should say, because close enough that I can take a walk around, but there's not much vacant storefront at all. So it is obviously thriving. With the new courthouse going in here, we have a plan to look at some streetscaping and stuff like that. So we've also hired, or we're also going to hire, I should say, a consultant to look at the streetscapes and see if there's a way we can help these businesses grow here and keep it up to date. Because again, I think the city can thrive off their downtown area, and Indianola has a great one, maybe one of the better ones in the central Iowa area.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Charlie Dissel, Community and Economic Development Director for Indianola. Now, a lot of communities are fighting, trying to get the next big business to come in. And I think that sometimes it thinks that they don't, well, first, you know, they give all these tax breaks to them, and then it falls on the backs of the people that are already paying taxes to pay for the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so some of those are like a mixed blessing, and they can really hurt or really help a town. And how do you decide whether or not a company is good for the community or not?
Yeah, and I think what you've got to do is you've got to look at everything that's on the table. You've got to look at the number of jobs that it brings in. You've got to look at what they're looking for as far as incentives. Another good thing with Sedina and Neola is that we actually own most of the utilities in the city, so we're actually able to use that in some negotiations as well, I would think, too. So there's just a lot of good things that Indianola is able to do. But again, going back to that, when you're really looking at that, you know, you've got to look at what incentives can we offer, what are they asking for, and we have just got to present a package here that shows that we're able to provide the services that those people need. So we've got a lot of room to grow residentially as well, too. So we've got a lot, the ability to show these companies that if you're going to bring in 50 to 100 jobs, these people can all be located here in Indianola as well, too, because we've got this area that we can grow in. So just a lot of opportunity, I think.
And how do you help grow existing businesses?
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest things with economic development is to make sure that your existing businesses stay put and that they can grow as well, too, because you don't want them leaving. So that's something that we'll have to look at as well and talk to those people, make sure that they're players at the table, make sure that they know that their voices are being heard as well, too. Because again, yeah, you want to bring in new businesses, but at the same time, you don't want to be losing existing businesses at all. So the main focus, the first focus has to be on keeping your businesses here. Next focus is on bringing in new ones.
And when you drive through town, I'm sure you probably, I can just sort of see you, Saturday or Sunday afternoons driving through communities, just seeing what they look like. What makes a great community to you from a planning perspective?
Yeah, from a planning perspective, I think you got to look at it, and it's kind of what I mentioned with the square is, you know, first of all, do you have a lot of vacant storefront? That's one of the biggest things, because when you drive through a community and you see a lot of for sale signs, you know, you see the signs for the businesses and they have empty casing on there and you can see the lights inside them and stuff like that. That's the biggest thing is can you sense when you walk into a community, when you drive into a community, can you sense that it's thriving? And I get that from Indianola. I really do. Obviously, we have a few vacant storefronts in the community, but really on an overall scale, it's not that bad at all. And I think most of the businesses here seem to be doing very well.
Is there a community in Iowa that we might be familiar with that you think has done a great job with planning?
Yeah, you know, this is a funny question because over Thanksgiving, when I was trying to explain to my family what Indianola was like, they kept asking to compare it to another city. And it's really hard because obviously you've got to try to find a city that's located a little bit away from a major metro area that's like Indianola. And I'm not sure there's another city in Iowa that really compares to that, but at the same time has the same population. I mean, you look at Ames, for example, and Ames is obviously 30 miles north of the metro area. It's a little bit bigger of a community, but it has a college similar to what Indianola does, and it offers some of the same things, but I think at a smaller scale. The city of Ames has a lot of good things with their downtown as well, too, and that's what we're looking at hopefully doing here with the square. So, you know, I look at that and kind of say, yeah, maybe a little bit similar, but again, when you look at population numbers, it's much different. So we're at a different scale than Ames is, but I think something you can look at that's a little bit similar.
Indianola 10 years from now, what do you see?
I'm hoping that we see more businesses. I'm hoping that we see that our population is increasing. I know population has been increasing through the years, but maybe not at the level that we want it to. So again, our goal is when we get this comp plan in place is to really look at what we think we can do. But you want to see a school district that's thriving. You want to see a population that's growing, and you want to see a business community that is thriving as well too. So, and to be honest, I hope I'm still here in 10 years because I want to see all that through. So again, you look at that, and from my standpoint, what I'm hoping is that I can be the person in this job where people know that they can come to us and they can get what they need. They know that we're providing the customer service that we need to provide, and they know that we're serious about growing this community. So that's my goal here, and I'm hoping again with Indianola, when we look at it 10 years from now, we're seeing a population that's increasing, we're seeing a school district that's doing great. Simpson College, we're seeing them, and we're knowing that they're doing great as well, too. So we've got to look at all those pieces and just making sure that we're advancing everything the way we need to be advancing it.
Thanks to Charlie Dissel for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.